I'm here with the American Star Farmer finalist from the Hydro Eagle FFA chapter in Oklahoma, Reagan Clausen. What are your emotions having this award, being a finalist?
Honestly, I'm more honored than anything. Just being mentioned as one of the top four in the nation for this award, I think is just the best part. Just knowing that I made it this far is such an accomplishment, not only for me, but for my FFA chapter, for my state. I feel like I'm representing my family well as the community that I live in.
So now tell me more about your supervised agriculture experience that brought you as a finalist.
Absolutely. So I raise wheat. I have 365 acres, irrigated and dryland wheat. I also have a double crop operation where I will either rotate 60 acres of black-eyed peas or 60 acres of peanuts, depending on how strong my contracts are. With my black-eyed peas, I have a contract with Del Monte. And then with my peanuts, I have a contract with Birdsong Peanuts, which is a subsidiary of the Mars Candy Corporation. Going into cattle, I have a 30-head cow-calf operation. I also showed cattle, started when I was 4 years old and ended when I was a senior in high school. Right now, I'm not really growing in terms of quantity, but more quality, really going in there and picking the most elite heifers to make replacements, and just working on everything I can to make a more sustainable farming operation.
So what's your favorite aspect working on the farm?
Honestly, I think that's probably a really easy question. I've loved cattle ever since I was little. Like I said, I started showing when I was 4 years old, starting off with my first heifer named Chloe. Just being around cattle, watching them calve, being able to vaccinate them and work with them is probably one of the most exciting things I've done within my operation.
So why do you enjoy being involved in the farming aspect within agriculture?
I think just in terms of being able to show people what agriculture is really about. I know, especially right now, not many people know what agriculture is all about, aren't fully educated. And I think just being in the operation itself, that gives me an opportunity to educate people about what I know through my experiences. And also just being a future advocate for agriculture, being a future farmer of America.
So what did you learn the most involved in your supervised agriculture experience within the FFA organization?
Within the FFA organization, I would definitely say being a leader, being a good example for younger FFA members. Within my SAE itself, just being responsible with my finances, being able to hold money off and save to where whenever I have the opportunity to buy land or equipment, I will be able to have that money to spend. Another thing I learned is just being patient with my operation, letting my operation grow slowly instead of buying a whole bunch of acres and buying all this equipment, but instead steadily growing my operation.
You're so passionate to be involved in agriculture. What's your motivation behind wanting to be involved?
I would definitely say my family. My dad, I've actually had the opportunity of having him as my ag teacher my entire life. So just seeing him and what he does on the farm, and my grandpa, my uncles, I'm actually a fifth generation farming person in my family. So just seeing them grow within their farming operations and learning what they learned from their farming operations, I think is what really has inspired me to not only start mine of my own, but be where I am today.
You mentioned your family. You have such a great support system. Is there anyone else that you would like to thank?
Absolutely. My community as well. In my small town of Hydro, there's not a lot of people. Everyone knows everyone. So just knowing that I have that support, whether it be in my farming operation or even in school sports or anything like that, just knowing that I have those people behind me that will support me along the way just makes it that much better.
Congratulations again. What's the last one piece of advice you would give to an FFA member?
The best advice I could give someone is if they're even thinking about wanting to do an SAE of their own or buy some head of cattle or grow some crops, I would say go for it, absolutely, because if I didn't have that push from my family and my ag teacher, I don't think I would be here today at all, and I'm just really thankful to have had the opportunity.
Well, congratulations to Reagan Clausen of the Hydro Eagle FFA chapter in Oklahoma. She is an American Star Farmer finalist. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stengler.